Good morning. This is Pastor Craig, and welcome to What's Happening, Marion. I want to thank you for being with me this morning. And in just a minute here, we're going to run down what is happening in Marion. Hey, we got a lot of stuff going on this week. And in addition to all the things that are going on, I'm going to be giving away tickets to the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast. Now, that is tomorrow. I'll have more on that in just a minute here. But I'll be giving away three sets of tickets, two tickets. I will be giving away a set of tickets, two tickets, to three different people if you're interested and if you want them. The only thing is you have to be able to pick them up here at the studio by 2 o'clock today. So that'll give you a couple of hours, because I'll be over at 12, and but we'll be here in the studio till 2. So you have till 2 o'clock to get your tickets. So again, I'll be doing that in just a couple of minutes toward the end of the show. So let's get started. All right. Excuse me. All right. The first thing, again, just a reminder, Tuesday, March 19th is primary election day. And again, I just encourage you to make yourself knowledgeable on the things that are up for vote and then go vote. April 8th is the eclipse. I think everybody probably knows that by now. So that's all I'm going to say about that for a while. I do have more to say about it. There is a burn ban in the state of Ohio. No open burning between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 or 6 p.m. That's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the months of March, April, and May. So until the 31st of May, we have a ban on open burning during basically the daylight hours. Friday, March the 8th, that is today, there is a crochet class at LaRue Community Center at 6 p.m. You can learn to crochet. This is the first class in a series of classes, and if you're interested, you will need a size H crochet needle. Also today is the free community meal at Shining Light Baptist Church, and they have their meal at 6 p.m. They're at the crossroads of Church and Mount Vernon. Community meal is dine in or carry out. Today and tomorrow, that's Friday and Saturday, today and tomorrow is the, now, it's the second Saturday shop hop in downtown Marion, but it actually starts tonight. So you can do it tonight and you can do it tomorrow. Visit downtown retailers and restaurants and make a purchase at the participating stores, and you will have the opportunity to pick out an Easter egg with something special inside. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that is tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, Pleasant High School is presenting Shrek the Musical. Again, that's Pleasant High School, and they're presenting Shrek the Musical. And this is at the Marion Palace Theater. And show times are tonight at 7, tomorrow at 7, and Sunday afternoon at 2. Tickets are students $8 and adults $12. If you're interested in tickets for going to see Shrek the Musical, call the Palace Theater at 740-383-2101. Again, that's 740-383-2101. Saturday, the 65th annual Pancake Breakfast of the Marian Kiwanis Club. It is from 7 until 2. It's at the Tri Rivers Career Center, and it's all you can eat for $7. And again, I have 3 sets of tickets, which I will be giving away a little bit later. So you'll want to stay tuned. That's a good value. 2 free tickets and all you can eat pancakes. Also, there is a pancake breakfast tomorrow at the Community Christian Fellowship at 209 East Water Street in Prospect. And their pancake breakfast is from 8 until 11. And they're serving warm, buttery pancakes, sausage, coffee, and juice. And all proceeds from their pancake breakfast goes to benefit the Vacation Bible School. So that's at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect. Also tomorrow is the Cornerstone Alliance Church on Route 4 is having their Spring Fever Craft Show. And that is from 9 until 3. And they're over there, they have over 60 vendors for their craft show, and they will be serving coffee and desserts. Still on Saturday, tomorrow, which is March the 9th, we have the Shamrock Hike at Tall Grass Trail. You can hike there in the hours from 1 to 4, and if you want, you can have a guided tour with James Anderson at 1:30. So, see, you can take in the pancake breakfast in the morning and get yourself all full of pancakes and everything, and then go walk them off at Tall Grass Trail for their Shamrock Hike. March 9th and 10th, that is tomorrow and Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, the Jurassic Wonder Dinosaur Drive-Thru at the Marion County Fairgrounds. This will be from 9 to 4. It says, are you ready for an unforgettable experience? Then come to the Jurassic Wonder Dinosaur Drive-Thru. This unique event lets you witness life-size dinosaurs from the comfort and safety of your car. You'll be amazed by the sight of these magnificent creatures as they move and make real sounds. The expertly crafted animatronics will make you feel like you're traveling back to the Jurassic area. The show is suitable for all ages. Learn about different types of dinosaur. And the cost is $12 per car. So that's at the Marion County Fairgrounds this weekend. Sunday. Don't forget to change your clocks. Sunday is the day that we change our clocks and we spring forward. If you know, fall back, spring forward. So you'll want to move your clock ahead 1 hour on Sunday. Also Sunday, Community Kids Night at the LaRue United Methodist Church at 5 o'clock. They're serving a light meal. They're going to have a scavenger hunt. There'll be crafts and games. So that's this Sunday night at LaRue United Methodist Church, 5 o'clock. Monday at the Marion Public Library, Lap Sit Baby Time. It's at 10 o'clock. And it is for babies 0 to 24 months. They have singing, rhyming books, and finger play. And also, just to mention, I realize it's already past this morning, but this Lapsit Baby Time is also on Friday mornings at 10 o'clock. So it's on Fridays and Mondays at 10 o'clock. Monday at the Marion Public Library, their Adult Lifelong Learning, the Beekeeping class. Now, this is this coming up Monday. It'll be the second week for that. It's a 3 sessions, and this Monday will be the second session. So this Monday, they will be talking about the life cycle of bees and various parasites and diseases that the bees can get. And that's at 2 o'clock on Monday. Monday, yoga at the LaRue Community Center, 350 North High Street. It is at 5:30. And they have the yoga there every Monday night at the LaRue Community Center. Okay. Tuesday morning is story time at the Harding Presidential Museum, 10 a.m. That's story time with Miss Kathy, and that does continue through May. Tuesday, Books in Focus at the Marion Public Library, 3 o'clock. Come and hear about new books hitting the shelves at Marion Public Library. They try to, at the library, focus on lesser-known or newer authors. And if you have any suggestions of books you would like to see them have at the library, you can bring your suggestions with you. Also on Tuesday is Teen Dungeons and Dragons at the Marion Public Library, 315. And this is for all skill levels. It's the whole Dungeons and Dragons experience. So if you're a beginner or you want to learn about it, or if you're an advanced player, everybody's welcome. Wednesday, the LaRue Community Association lunch. This is at the community center. And it'll be at noon. So that's noon on Wednesday for the lunch. Also Wednesday, March 13th, Family Fun Night. Brace yourself. Here it is. The eclipse is coming. Yep. At Marion Public Library, 5:30, Family Fun Night Wednesday. Come and explore the workings of the sun. Use sun oculars and learn how to make a sun clock from paper and string, paper and string, or create your own cross stitch constellation. So they got a bunch of things going on there that on Wednesday night for the Family Fun Night. So that's at 5:30. Wednesday at 6:30 is the Woodcock Timber Doodle Program. Yes, you heard me right. At the Tallgrass Trail. Learn about this unique bird and then go out on the trail and see if you can find any. So that's 6:30 Wednesday, Tallgrass Trail for the Woodcock Timber Doodle Program. All right, here we go. Got another eclipse event coming up for you. Wednesday, Not Since Tecumseh, The Darkness at Midday Over Ohio Country. Yes, the last time that we had a total solar eclipse, like the one we're going to have in April, the last time we had a total solar eclipse pass through Ohio was June 16th, 1806. 1806. So that was more than 200 years ago. And they actually called that the Tecumseh eclipse. So I guess that was an honor if you were an Indian chief to have an eclipse named after you. Thomas O'Grady, astronomy instructor at Ohio University since 1984, will share the dynamics causing solar eclipses, subsequent eclipse expedition, and some history linked to the eclipse of 1806. That's the famous Tecumseh eclipse. And a few stories about war and peace associated with this unique celestial phenomenon. So that's 7 o'clock Wednesday at the Tri Rivers Auditorium. I don't know if I said that part. It is being held at the Tri Rivers Auditorium. Thursday morning at the Merriam Public Library, 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock is story time. It's for preschool age and younger. Songs, singing, rhyming, activities, and stories. And let's see. Thursday at the Merriam Public Library is teen scene from 3:15 to 5 o'clock. Need something to do after school? Join us for homework help, crafts, and more. Each session will have a themed activity and or craft, and there will also be discussion time. Thursday night is trivia night at the Marion Palace Theater from 7:30. It starts at 7:30. You can go to trivia night as an individual, or you can take a team. And they do have a cash bar there, and there are weekly prizes. Spring Fling, an evening of celebrating the arts. Thursday, March the 24th at 5:30. Join us. Well, let me tell you where it is. Oh, well, it's going to tell you right here. Join us for a special evening of the arts in Morrill Hall on the Marion campus of The Ohio State University. That's Marion campus, OSU, in Morrill Hall. This evening will feature complimentary hors d'oeuvres, desserts, and free access to view our Silk Road exhibit in the Kuhn Fine Arts Gallery. An expert curator will be available throughout the evening. The evening will culminate with a 5 nights performance beginning at 7:30 with popular folk rock band Ryan Hood. Ryan Hood was named Best Group Duo in the International Acoustic Music Awards. Acoustic duo Ryan Hood got their first break more than a decade ago as street performers at Boston's Quincy Market. They've since gone on to perform more than 1,000 shows in 46 U.S. states and have shared stages with Jason Mars, Matt Nathanson, Train, and many more. So that's Thursday at 5:30 at the Marion campus, OSU. How about that? All right. And we've got family. Whoops. Wait a second. I just dropped my notes. We've got family game night at the Warren G. Harding Presidential Museum. Again, this is Thursday from 6 until 8, and it is free. Children and their families can come to the Harding Presidential Library and Museum to play games that were popular during Warren and Florence's time. So that means there will not be any Dungeons and Dragons. There won't even be Monopoly. Boy, this will be interesting. I think you're going to get some things like chess and checkers and dominoes and things like that, but that, who knows what all else there might be. So that could be kind of interesting. So that's Family Game Night at the Warren G. Harding Presidential Museum and Library. And let's see. I think that's all I've got here. Yep. So that is what's happening, Marion. All right, now we're going to open up the phones here, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets, and I'm going to give away three sets of these. So we're giving away a pair of tickets. Now, again, this is to the Pancake Day, 2024 Pancake Day in memory of Jack Bull, and it is tomorrow at the Tri-Rivers Career Center, 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road. That's Route 95. If you were to buy these tickets, they would cost you $7 at the door. So you're getting $14 worth of pancakes because it's all you can eat. Also, too, takeout is available. So if you want to just drive there and get your pancakes to go, that is also an option. And, you know, I'm going to take a minute to read you the back of the ticket. The Marion Noon Kiwanis Club. So where does their money go? I'm glad you asked. This is what's printed on the back of the tickets. Your 2023 contributions helped the following organizations and programs. All right. Chapel Hill House Scholarships. Marion County Historical Society, Altruza. It says Altruza RX Marion. I'm not familiar with that. Maybe you guys are familiar with that. Sense for Shoes. The Marion Junior Service Guild Clearinghouse. Marion Goodwill Industries. Heart of Ohio Homeless Shelter, Safety City, Boys and Girls Club, Exploratorium, Governor's Projects, Royal Family Kids, Marion Technical College, Tri-Rivers Career Center, Kiwanis Key Club. So that's a listing of the various organizations and programs that were helped out by the Marion Kiwanis. So my hat's off to them. So here's what I'm going to do is the number here, most of you know, but I'll give it. The number here is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 44. Now, Scott said maybe I should have you call in with and give and trivia. But, you know, that means I've got to come up with the trivia myself because I don't have any trivia here. There's not a trivia book. And let's see. I'll bet if I look through the stack, I'll bet Scott's got some trivia laying around somewhere. So let's see. Boy, what a mess of papers they got here. Let's see. Let me see if I can find something that says trivia. Nope, I can't. So that means I gotta come up with the trivia myself. All right. Who was the third president of the United States? If you know who the third president of the United States is, give me a call. And number is 740-383-9944. What is the largest river in the world? What is the largest river in the world? And that's largest is, what is the river that has the largest volume of water that dumps into the ocean? And let's see, let's try this one. What is the longest river in the world? The world's longest river. So that gives you three questions there. Give me a call, answer the trivia, and I will get a pair of tickets to you. Oh, and here's the other thing. I did say, well, I've got a call coming in, so let's go ahead and take that one. Go ahead, caller.
What is the longest river?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, is it Thomas Jefferson?
Yes, it was Thomas Jefferson.
Three questions there. Give me a call.
All right, very good. And your name?
My name's Brenda.
Brenda? All right.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to be able to pick your tickets up from the studio here before 2 o'clock?
Yeah, we can be there probably about an hour.
Okay, and you know where the studio is?
Yeah, it's down there. Yeah, I know where it's at, down there by...
right beside Pizza
Hut.
Pizza Hut, yep, that's it. So, all right, Brenda, so you got two tickets, and I'll be here till 2 o'clock.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, well... there we go. So, I still have got two pair of tickets left. So, give me a call, 740-383-9944, and tell me what is the longest river in the world, or what is the largest river in the world. And let's see, how about this one? What day... it was George Washington born on? What is George Washington's birthday? You know, Washington's birthday used to be a federal holiday. And when I was a kid, Lincoln's birthday was a holiday. And so we did not have school on Lincoln's birthday or Washington's birthday. And then I believe it was President Nixon came along and consolidated them into President's Day, which is always the third Monday in February. So give me a call, 740-383-9944, and tell me George Washington's actual birthday, or the longest river, or the largest river, and I will have a pair of tickets for you for the Kiwanis pancake breakfast. And again, you can dine in, or you can get your pancakes to go. So, largest river in the world, longest river in the world, or George Washington's birthday. And while we're doing presidential kind of things, go ahead and tell me Abraham Lincoln's birthday. If you know Abraham Lincoln's birthday, give me a call, 740-383-9944, and I'll get you fixed up with some tickets. Okay, let's see. Coming up at noon, Scott and Matt will be back in here with myself and for the Exchange Club. Who knows what kind of a conversation they're going to drag me into today, because I only heard just the last portion of the 10 o'clock show with Jessica. So I wasn't around for 8 or 9, so I have no idea what they've talked about. So this ought to be interesting. All right, so I still got two more sets of tickets for the Marion Kiwanis Pancake Day at Tri-River Center tomorrow. And give me a call, 740-383-9944. Tell me the largest river in the world, or the longest river in the world, or George Washington's birthday, or Abraham Lincoln's birthday. And while we're talking presidential, let me throw another one in there. somebody who seems to be making a lot of noise in the news, and everybody's talking about it, and that's our former president, Donald Trump. And whether you like him or you don't like him, call me and tell me what number president he was. What number president was he? And because lots of times, you know, it's interesting, they refer to these presidents by their number, like George Bush was 42. And so you talk about number 42, and everybody knew you were talking about George Bush. So what president was Donald Trump? What's his number? All right. Let's see. What can I do to give these tickets away? How about this? Who gave a State of the Union address last night? Which president gave a State of the Union address last night? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. We still got about 15 minutes left. So I'll tell you what, you can give me a call and we'll talk about anything that's on your mind. Even if you don't know the answer to a trivia question, or you are not interested in going to the pancake breakfast, give me a call, 740-383-9944, because we got 15 minutes left. So I'd be interested in what is on your mind. Maybe you can fill me in on what Scott and Matt have been talking about all day, or maybe you have a comment. What did you think of Matt's interview there in the 10 o'clock hour with presidential candidate Chase? I see we have another phone call coming in. Go ahead, caller.
Trump was number 45.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. You interested in a pair of tickets for the pancake breakfast?
I would be, but if I have to pick them up by 2, I can't redeem them.
Okay, well, tell you what I'm going to do. I can get them delivered to you this afternoon. I know that we said that, you know, pick them up by 2 o'clock, but when I leave the station here at 2 o'clock, I can get them delivered to you.
Oh, are you sure?
Yep, I'm sure I can, yes.
All right.
Do you want to give me details now, or do you want me to talk to you offline on one of the breaks?
Yeah, probably that.
Okay. Let's see, I'm going to go off the air at 12, and if you call me between 12 and 12:10 and give me some details, I'll get these tickets delivered to you.
All right. That sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks.
All right. That is right. Trump was 45. Trump was 45. All right. Let's see. So I've got one pair of tickets left. And see, now you know that I made special arrangements, so if I need to do that a second time, I will do that. So I've got one pair of tickets left, and they are for the pancake breakfast tomorrow. So we've got on the table here, what is the largest river and what is the longest river? And guess what? I think I'm going to maybe be given this next set away. Go ahead, caller.
Joe Biden gave the speech last night.
Yes, it was Joe Biden that gave the speech last night. I know that wasn't a very tough one, but he gave the speech last night. Are you interested in a pair of tickets for the pancake breakfast?
Yeah, I could take a pair of tickets.
All right. Who am I talking to?
John.
All right, John. Now, John, are you able to pick these up by 2 today?
Yes.
Okay. And you know where our station is?
Yes, there. It's right there on Delaware Avenue by Pizza Hut.
Right. It's in the Marion Professional Building. Just come in the front door and turn to your left and come down the hallway, and I'll have your tickets here for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, look at that. We gave out all 3 sets of tickets. So thank you, folks, for calling in. And I appreciate you calling in, and hope you enjoy the breakfast tomorrow. It's, you know, they've been doing that for a long time. Obviously, it's the 65th annual one, so those folks must do a good breakfast. Good breakfast. Now, Scott is going to be there tomorrow, so he will have an official report. And by the way, now that I've mentioned that, I will say this. Scott is going to be there tomorrow, and the pancake day is from 7 to 2. Now, Scott told me that he is going to be serving around 11, I believe, 11 to 12. Or 12 to 1. I think it was from 11 to 12. And then he's got something else that he's doing there. So you could go to the breakfast and sit there at the table and have Scott bring you your pancakes. How about that? Big name celebrity, you know, make him do a little work. All right. Well, again, I thank you for calling, and get those tickets to everybody, and then you can see Scott. Now, I will tell you this, not that this would be any reason that you would come by and say anything, but I will be at the other pancake breakfast tomorrow morning. I'm going to be down at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect. They're on Water Street, and they're having their pancake breakfast as a fundraiser for their Vacation Bible School. So I will be down there, and if any of you should happen to stumble down that way and pop in for the pancake breakfast, stop in, say hi, and it is from 8 until 11. So I'll be there from 8 till 11 shoveling out pancakes, and Scott is going to be over at Tri-Rivers Kiwanis shoveling out pancakes. So we've had a lot of good things happen at the station. I know you probably all are pretty much aware of everything that we've had going on. Kind of started last fall with, we had the big coverage at for the election day. And I'm a little bit biased maybe because I'd been here at the station, as you know, and I left for a while, almost a year. And then I came back to the station here on the first week in July. That happened to be the Marion County Fair, and which was over the 4th of July week. And that was my first time back to the station, and Scott was gracious enough to give me a one-hour show every day during the fair, live from the fair. And, of course, I was there the whole time that Scott was there, and we had a lot of things going on. And like I said, I'm kind of biased, but I think that was really the beginnings of a lot of the good things that have been happening here at the station this year. We had excellent, I felt we had excellent programming at the fair, because the year before that, they had us in the fair, they had us outside when we got there because the building wasn't unlocked, and then we were in a building that there was almost no foot traffic. We were kind of away from everything happening at the fair, but this year I thought we had a really good setup at the fair. So we did the fair this year, then we did the Bratwurst Festival. We did live broadcasting from the Bratwurst Festival, and Matt was there, and that was Carrington's first real time there. Now, we had met Carrington at the Marion County Fair, and that's when we first met her, and she actually got on the microphone for a minute, and then at the Bratwurst Festival was the first time where she was officially on the air for programming. So we had the Bratwurst Festival, we had our election coverage, we had the Fruitcake Toss, which that was the second one that I had participated in, and I thought by far it was the best Fruitcake Toss. And we had our Groundhog Day, which was quite an experience. And then we had the big celebration for Mary Ellen Withrow. And so there's been a lot of neat things happening here at the station. And I thank you for tuning in and listening. Because sometimes when you're doing this, you're sitting in a room, usually by yourself. Like right now, I'm in the studio all by myself. Now, you know, I'll be in here with Matt and Scott, but usually I'm in here all by myself. And if I'm not doing a live show, hey, we've got another caller here. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Hello? Well, we had a live caller. But anyway, sometimes when you're in the studio here by yourself, sometimes you sit here and you wonder, is there really anybody listening? But we know that there are people listening, and we thank you for that. And so that's really what makes this work, is the fact that you do listen. And you have come out to some of the events that we've had, which has been really nice. So 740-383-9944. We've got about 6 minutes left. Give me a call and we can talk about whatever is on your mind. Did you watch that speech last night? Do people watch the State of the Union address anymore? I've been off and on as far as watching those things. Some years I've watched it. Other years I not watched it. And it really didn't have so much to do whether that was a president that I voted for or not. It just kind of seemed, if I wasn't doing anything else that night, that I would go ahead and watch it. But I never made a point of specifically watching it. But I would be interested in knowing if you watched it, and have you watched them every time? Or do you no longer watch the State of the Union address? You know, because it's really kind of interesting. Originally, the idea was that a president, part of his duties were to periodically address Congress with the State of the Union. What was the condition of the country? Now, it wasn't delineated in that it had to be once a year, or it had to be in the, you know, it had to be in the spring, or, you know, there was no requirement other than the fact that the president would periodically deliver to Congress what was the current State of the Union. So it's kind of evolved, and really this has had a lot to do with television. It's really evolved to now where we have this State of the Union every year, typically in February or March, and the president gives his State of the Union. But I've noticed over the years that this is a good example, that when it's an election year and when you have a person who is the president that is running for re-election, you're given the State of the Union, but it's really you're given a campaign speech that is kind of disguised as a State of the Union. And really on the off years when there's not a presidential election, the State of the Union address really becomes a place for you to showcase your accomplishments and put your pitch in if the election coming up happens to be an off year that has the congressional elections. You're not running for president, but they have the congressional elections and some Senate elections. It kind of becomes a pitch for your agenda. Yeah, you know, talking about your accomplishments the past year and your goals and plans and vision for that upcoming year. So that's probably the reason I don't make a point of making sure I get to see the State of the Union. If I'm around, I'll watch it. If I'm not, that's okay. I also, too, you know, you can read about it the next day. You can watch it on YouTube or on various videos. That's the other thing that's really kind of changed in recent years. You know, 30 years ago, you watched it on TV, and if you missed it, you missed it. You could see short little clips of it on the news, you know, that night or the next day, but there was no real way to watch it again and again and again. Now with you know, smartphones and YouTube channels and all that kind of stuff, you don't really have to watch the State of the Union Address while it's being delivered. You can play it back anytime, any day that you want. There are so many more sources that you can read it from. You know, back when I was growing up, you had the newspaper. That was it. Now you can go online and read it. Various sources will cover it online. So there's a lot of other ways to actually read the speech or watch the speech, and you don't have to watch it on television. And actually, that's usually what I'll do, is the next day I'll get online and I'll catch bits and pieces of it, because everybody wants to report on the memorable lines from the speech, or the points of contention, or the things that the congressmen are shouting from their seats. And I guess there was a little bit of that shouting going on last night, a little bit of back and forth, but that's kind of been the way things have been for the last several years. So, but it's not like other countries' parliaments or things like that, where they actually end up in fist fights. So thank goodness we don't have that. So, well, got just about a minute left here, and so I will be seeing, we'll be seeing probably Brenda and John here to pick up their tickets for the pancake breakfast, and I'll take care of the other tickets, and everybody should have a fun time with that. And even if you didn't win tickets, if you're out and about tomorrow morning, I would say stop by over at Tri Rivers and say hello to Scott and go ahead and take advantage of the tickets. Then you can go over to the fairgrounds, drive over to the fairgrounds, and you can drive through the fairgrounds and see those animated dinosaurs. So, hey, you got lots of things you can do tomorrow. Thanks for being here. I'll be back at 12:15 with Scott and Matt on the Exchange Club, and then I'll be back on here at 1 o'clock by myself for Study His Word. Thanks. I'll see you then.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's